Hear English is a blog that provides podcasts and transcripts to help people learn English. Find us at hearenglishhere.blogspot.com. Whilst my girlfriend and I were on our working holiday on a farm in France, one of our jobs was to turn fruit into jam. On our first day of jam making, we were told that we would start work at 9 o'clock in the morning. But when we arrived at the workshop on the dot of nine, it was closed. We waited for half an hour, then went into town to see if we could find Colette, who was the mother of our host family, and therefore our boss. We found her in town doing the grocery shopping. We asked if we could help, but she said she was okay, and that we could go back and wait for her at the workshop. She said she would be down shortly to show us what work we had to do. She gave us a key and told us to let ourselves into the kitchen above the workshop and have a coffee while we waited. We were back at the workshop at about 10 o'clock. We made coffee and sat down to drink it, but Colette still hadn't returned by the time we'd finished, so we went into the workshop to see if we could work out what we had to do. There were no fruits to do anything with, and there was nothing else obvious to do, so we had another cup of coffee. We don't drink much coffee, we much prefer tea, and the caffeine was already making us feel very alert. At 11, our boss finally arrived. We asked what she wanted us to do. "First things first," she said, "I need a coffee." After coffee, we went into the workshop, but before we could start work, there was a knock at the door. It was one of our host's English neighbours. She was eager to meet other English people, and although we said we were happy to work now and chat later, Colette wouldn't hear of it, and so we went back upstairs for a coffee and a chat with the neighbour. The neighbour left after a while, and we went back downstairs to the workshop, eager to get to work because we were buzzing from all the coffee. But our boss was on her way back up, and she told us not to start work as it was 12:30 and time for lunch. After lunch and yet another coffee, we went back to the workshop, but when we got there we realised that the fruit hadn't been delivered, so we couldn't start doing our work. And so Colette asked us to drive to the farm that they were buying the fruit from and pick it up for her. We arrived at about 2:30, but there was no one there, so we waited for a while and then decided to go back. As we were leaving, we met the farmer, who told us he'd just delivered the fruit and was sorry for the delay. He also told us that one of our boss's children had banged his head at school, and so our boss had taken him to see a doctor. There wasn't much point in going back, as we didn't know what to do with the fruits, so when the farmer suggested we have a cup of coffee with him, we said yes. Feeling quite jittery and hyperactive after all the caffeine, we made our way back to the workshop and got in just as Colette was returning from the doctor's with her child. Before we started work, she insisted that we have a quick coffee to calm her nerves, as she was understandably worried about her child, even though he was fine. At about 3:30, I went into the workshop, found the fruits, and started washing them, ready for peeling them. My girlfriend was looking after Colette's son, whilst Colette went to pick her other kids up from school. As she was leaving, she had a phone call from her husband, Vincent, who had run out of petrol on the way back from a farmer's market and needed her to bring him some fuel. She couldn't do this and get the children from school, so she asked me to pick them up for her. I collected the kids from school, and when I got back, their mum still hadn't returned. So we gave the kids something to eat and kept them busy. When Colette arrived, she insisted that we have another coffee. And when we went back downstairs to wash and peel the fruit, the caffeine was making us feel very nauseous. Just as we were starting work, Vincent came in and, seeing us working, looked at his watch and said that it was 5 o'clock and that we should stop work. When we protested, he said that we weren't legally allowed to work more than a 9 to 5 and that he didn't want us working anyway because we were both sick, pale and shaky and looked like we were about to faint. "You've worked way too hard today," he said. "Tell you what, come upstairs and I'll make you a nice cup of coffee."
Thank you for listening to Hear English, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.